Today is the seventh evening of our fasting and prayer time. And if there is a man to fast and to pray, there is a God to hear and to answer. And so we have come unto Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, to an innumerable company of angels, and to Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than the blood of men. The Lord God Almighty is here. His house is called Jehovah Shammah, and he's going to, as we come to him, he's ever present. He's Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. That means that he's the God who puts everything together for our good. He's Jehovah Rohi, the Lord our shepherd. Amen. Because of that, the psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, for he makes me to lie down in green pastures. This week and the weeks ahead, God will make you to lie down in green pastures.
Amen.
He says that he makes me to lie in green pastures. He causes me, he leadeth me beside the still waters. May the Lord lead you beside the still waters.
Amen.
He said, he restoreth my soul. I don't know what you've been through, but God is about to restore your soul.
Amen.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, your word and your spirit, they comfort me. Ooh, hallelujah. He said, thou preparest a table before me.
Amen.
In the presence of my enemies. Tonight, God has prepared a table before you.
Amen.
My friend, God has prepared a table before you.
Amen.
In the presence of your enemies.
Amen.
Your enemies will not pull you down.
Amen.
You will sit on them.
Amen.
You will overcome them.
Amen.
For greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. And if God be for you, who can be against you?
Amen.
In Christ Jesus, you are more than a conqueror. He said, thou anointest my head with oil.
Amen.
My cup runs over. Tonight, as you are praying, the anointing is coming upon you.
Amen.
And by the anointing, every yoke shall be destroyed.
Amen.
Your cup will run over. And surely, without a doubt, certainly, with all certainty,
Amen.
Goodness
Amen.
And mercy
Amen.
Shall follow me.
Amen.
Who is goodness?
Amen.
The Bible says that God is good. And so if goodness is following you, it means that God is following you.
Amen.
And mercy, God is the one who shows mercy.
Amen.
Mercy means to be exempted from evil.
Amen.
It means that God is exempting you from evil.
Amen.
Goodness and mercy are accompanying you
Amen.
All the days of your life.
Amen.
And you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Somebody shout a big amen.
Amen.
Oh my goodness, I don't know about you, but
amen.
I feel his presence here.
Amen.
I feel his glory here.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus is reigning in this atmosphere.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I wanted to share, you are welcome to the broadcast of Springs of Life Chapel International, Ayamo Kahadayaba, the house of blessing, based in Accra, Ghana, in West Africa. And we wanted to share your link with somebody. And I want to say, Jesus shall reign wherever the sun is shining. Jesus is reigning. Jesus shall reign wherever there's a He's a savior. He is right. His kingdom. His kingdom stretches from shore to shore.
Him shall endless prayer be
and praise the throne,
and praise the throne to crown his head.
His name is like sweet,
his name like sweet.
The dew shall rise,
the dew shall rise.
Every morning,
Amen.
And wherever you are, Jesus is reigning over your life.
Amen.
And Jesus is causing you to win every battle.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Father, anoint my lips this evening. Let me speak your word as of an oracle. Let your anointing come upon us. Let your grace abound upon us. In Jesus' precious name, everybody shout a big amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We are still on our warfare series, enforcing our victory in Christ. That's when enforcing our victory. Enforcing our victory because Christ has already won the victory for us. In 1 John chapter 4 verse 4, he says, you are of God. That means you come from God, little children, and have overcome them. Someone say, have overcome them. So whatever is set to against you, God spiritually has made you an overcomer. Tell somebody, I am an overcomer. He said, you are of God, or you come from God, because greater is he that, and you have overcome them. Why? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Now, who is it that is in the world? It's the devil who is in the world. The devil, the Bible says, he's the god of the world system. He's the prince of darkness. And I want to show you that scripture which proves the fact that the devil is the god of the world system. In fact, in 1 John 5:19, the Bible says that the whole world lies in darkness and under the control of the evil one. When Jesus met in John 14:30, Jesus said, the prince of this world cometh. And the prince of this world is referring to the devil. But Jesus said, he has nothing in me. Hallelujah. Oh. And so the devil is a god of the world system. How did he become the god of the world system? When Adam and Eve sold their birthright unto the devil, it was given to him. How do you know that? In Luke chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, Satan himself said to Jesus, when he showed him all the nice things of the world and placed him on a high mountain, and the devil said to him, all this power will I give to you and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. So you could see that once upon a time, man sold his right. God gave man all the things of the world, and that God sold it back to the devil. Hallelujah. And because he sold it back to the devil, we are faced with an enemy. Now, whoever owns something tries to control it and controls the people therein. So if the world and the world system was handed over to the devil, then the devil, you know, is out to suppress man. But thank God that God sent, made a way for us by sending his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross. And in John 3:16, Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That means that whosoever believes in this Jesus can become free from the oppression of darkness. I didn't have an amen. I see you coming out. As I see you coming out from every oppression of darkness, from the hold of the wicked one, can I have an amen? So, God has brought us victory in Christ. That's what God has brought us victory in Christ. But because we are in the world, Bible says we are in the world, but we are not of the world. So guess what? We are faced with a spiritual battle. Say somebody, we are faced with a spiritual battle. But the good news in 1 John 5:4 and 5, the Bible says, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Because you are born of God, you are an overcomer. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So our faith in God makes us overcomer. Tell somebody, my faith in God makes me an overcomer. Now, how do you overcome the devil? How do you overcome the devil? You overcome the devil by the weapons that God has given to us. The weapon of the word of God. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. But we say the word of God is quick, is alive, is powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The Lord has given unto us the blood of Jesus. Revelations chapter 12, verse 10 and 11. 11 says, and they overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. That's why we can claim the blood. Can I have an amen? And when we plead the blood is able to give us an upper hand against the devil. Amen. So through the weapons of God, we are able to walk in divine protection against the devil. Hallelujah. So God is keeping you. Tell somebody, God is keeping you safe. He's guarding you and securing you. In Acts chapter 27, verse 23, Acts chapter 27, verse 23, Paul then told the people, the God whose I am and whom I serve. Amen. They were going to have a shipwreck, and Paul told them about it, that there's going to be a shipwreck. We're going to lose the ship, and we're going to lose the items. But he said that there stood by me that this night an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve. So you belong to God. I said you belong to God. And because you belong to God, the Bible says in Zechariah chapter 2 verse 8, you are the apple of God's eye. Hallelujah. And if somebody wants to touch the apple of your eye, you know, that you will blink your eye and you probably will slap the hand of the person. In Zechariah chapter 2 verse 5, the Bible says, so he says that you are the apple. No, go to verse 8. You are the apple of my eye. Amen. He who touches you, touches you. He who touches you, touches the apple of his eye. Hallelujah. So whoever touches you, touches the apple of God's eye. In the verse 5, the Bible says that God has become a shield around us, a wall of fire. So God, for I say the Lord will be a wall of fire all around her, and I'll be the glory in the midst of her. So God this week is the glory in the midst of you. God is a fire around your life. I said God is a wall of fire around your life, and he's your covering and your protection. And because of that, according to Isaiah 49 verse 23 to 26, any witches, any wizards, any forces that may want to come your way, Isaiah chapter 49 verse 23 to 26, they shall be consumed. He says, king shall be your foster fathers. Hallelujah. King shall be your foster fathers, and their queens your nursing mothers. They shall bow down to you with their faces to the earth and lick up the dust of your feet. Ooh, then you will know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed who wait for me. Those who wait for the Lord shall not be ashamed. I came to tell you that you shall not be ashamed. And that kings shall be your foster fathers. And queens shall be your nursing mothers. Important people shall take care of you. They are going to bow down to you. And they will lick up the dust of your feet. Ah, then you will know that surely those who wait for the Lord shall never be ashamed. And when you, and the verse number 24, he said, shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the captives of the righteous be delivered? Oh, no. But saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible be delivered, for I will contend with him who contends with you. So whoever is trying to fight you, God will contend with them. From tonight, may God contend with your enemies. I will contend with him that contends with you, and I will save your children. May God contend with your enemies, and may God save you and your children in the name of Jesus. I like the next one that is coming. Everybody read it with me. God said, I will feed those who oppress you with their own flesh, and they shall be drunk with their own blood as sweet wine. Hallelujah. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior. Oh, I see God going to save you from a situation. Amen. And according to Psalm 21 verse 11, any evil intention against you, they will not be able to perform it. That's why they won't be able to perform it. For they intended evil against you. They devised a plot which are not able to what? Perform. In fact, your enemies will come around one day and tell you that we're planning it, but it didn't work. Amen. I know a certain man of God. They took him to Benin. Yes. To go and finish him. They took his speech, everything. The people were close to him who didn't like his success. They took him there. And when they took him there, the people tried all their mojo. They came back to the person to say that, this is your picture. Is that not your picture? He said, they brought you to us. But there is a God you serve. He's too much. He's too much. People are going to come to you and say, there is a God that you serve. He is too much. Hallelujah. According to Numbers chapter 22, from the verse 7 downwards, the Bible says that, Balak and his team sent diviners money so that they would go and then purchase the people of Israel so that Balaam will put a curse, but it didn't work. Any spiritual exchange, anything they have taken anywhere in order to sell you out, may it not work. May it catch fire in the name of Jesus. I said, may it catch fire. Amen. And I came to tell you that God is your covering. According to Psalm 34, verse number 7. Psalm 34, verse number 7. What does it say? Psalm 34. He said, the angel of the Lord and comes all around those who fear him, and he delivers them. I see God delivering you. How do we know that the angel of the Lord encamps around his people? In 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 14 to 17, Elisha was there, and the enemy came around. The Bible says that, the king sent horses and chariots there, a great army, and they came by night and surrounded the city. There's an enemy. And when the attendant of the man of God rose in the morning and went out, an army with horses and chariots was all around the city. And the servant said, alas, master, what shall we do? You see, the servant was the one who saw that they had been besieged. And maybe you have been besieged. And you're wondering, what shall you do? Then he said, do not be afraid, for there are more with us than there are with them. Those that be with us are more than those who are against us. Anytime you are going through any challenge or difficulty, and sometimes it may look like you have been forsaken, but those with you are more than those who are against you. The Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you? For in Christ Jesus, you are more than a conqueror. And Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, but every tongue that rises up in judgment, you shall condemn, for this is the heritage of the servants of God. And when he then prayed and said, Lord, open the eyes. Go back to the 2 Kings chapter 6, verse number 15 and 16. So he said that, verse 16, what shall we do? And then jump to the verse 17. So Elisha prayed, oh Lord, open his eyes that he may see. So the Lord opened his eyes of the servant and he saw. And the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha, to prove the fact that the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him. So as you are walking around in your car, the angel of the Lord is around you. When you sit on a bus, the angel of the Lord is there. Wherever you are passing, you may look like you are lonely, and it may look like some enemies want to devour you, but the angels of God around you form a strong wall of fire around you to overcome your enemies. May you overcome all enemies in the name of Jesus. Jesus is your savior. I said, Jesus is your savior. I said, Jesus is your savior. Sometimes you can have strange dreams and all kinds of attacks, both physically and in dreams and go. But know that Jesus is your savior. I know. Yes, I know. I know that Jesus is my savior. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Yes, I know.
I know.
No, that more,
Jesus
more. Victory, how do I activate God's protection for my life? Number one, you must know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Isaiah 54, 17. Tell somebody, no. Yeah. You know, it's the truth you know that protects you. Amen. Bible says you shall know the truth. John 8, 32. And the truth shall make you free. So it is the truth you know that makes you free. Hallelujah. So Isaiah 54, 17, what does it say? He said, no weapon formed against you or fashioned against you shall prosper. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. Please let it also come on the social media platform so that they can see. No weapon. Let's read together. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. That means that they will try to form the weapon, but it shall not prosper. He said, every tongue that rises up in judgment against you, you shall condemn, for this the heritage of the servants of God. Listen to me this carefully. You see, many people quote, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. But there is a clause there. Every tongue which rises up in judgment, you shall condemn. Say, I shall condemn. So, you must condemn the voices of the devil and ill wishes. There are something called ill wishes and ill desires. But you must condemn it. There are people who are not happy with your success. They are not happy with your breakthrough. They are not happy. They may be smiling around. You see, the Israelites were walking around and they didn't know that. As they're walking around, they didn't even know that Balak didn't like him. The king of Moab wanted them to be cursed. Are you getting me? So as you are walking around, you don't know your neighbor what he's thinking. That you have a nice smart TV and their own is their old hunchback, whatever, television, or it may not be smart, ordinary plasma TV, and so there may be jealousy. You are driving your nice car, you got a nice family, and so they may want to wish a curse on your life, but it will not come to pass. Because Numbers 23:23 says that there will be no sorcery against Jacob, nor divination, enchantment against Israel. Amen. No sorcery, no enchantment. Why? Because greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. And the Bible says that whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. And in Luke, I believe chapter 10, verse 19, the Bible says that I've given unto you all power. Amen. All power in heaven and on earth has been given to you. Hallelujah. I give unto you what? Authority to trample on what? Serpents and scorpions, and over some? Over what? All the power. Over what? All that. So anybody who is operating in any power apart from the power of God, God has given you power over that person and over that power in the name of Jesus. Hey! So somebody got and said, you know my power? You know my village? I take you to my village. Hey, I will take you to heaven. I will take you. I'm taking you to my village. I'm taking you to somebody. He's taking you where? Where is he taking you to? The Bible says that God, he said, behold, he said, see, I give you power to tread upon serpents, or authority to tread upon what? Serpents and scorpions, and over all the power. Over what? All the power. Someone say, all the power. Shout again. Shout again. Shout again. All the power. You see, you must have this knowledge. So when you are walking around, you must know that you are not a small person. God has given you power to trample upon all the power of the enemy, and nothing. And what? 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 Nothing shall by any means touch you. Oh, what a God will say. What a God will say. What a mighty God will say. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. And so what you've got to do is understand that God has given you. You must condemn the situation. You can condemn the voices. Are you here with me? Now listen to me. Anything that is going on in your life is a voice. Every negative thing is a voice. Poverty is a voice. Sickness is a voice. The frustration is a voice. Whatever it is that does not give you rest is a voice. And the Bible says in Matthew 15, 13, whatever the Lord has not planted must be uprooted. And you must uproot it by your word. You must speak to the situation. You must come against the ill wishes, and you must come against the ill desires. Listen, as long as you haven't condemned the voices, they will hear. As long as you have not stopped the seed, you have not uprooted it. Whatever, listen to me carefully. Every plant my Father has not planted will be uprooted. Who has to uproot it? You've got to uproot it. But if you don't uproot the plant, it will be there. How do plants grow? Plants grow by seeds. So every seed of anybody that has spoken, once it falls down, it's going to rise up and grow. And for you not to harvest, for the seed not to be harvested, you've got to destroy it. So we are going to uproot. Say, uproot. Amen. Yeah. And in Jeremiah chapter 1, thank you, Holy Spirit. Chapter 1, verse 10 to 12. He says that, I give you power. Jeremiah 1:10. See. Oh, Jesus. See. I give you what? I give you what? Talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. I give you what? Power. I've set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to what? To root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. You miss a place to give God a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, I've been given a right. To root out. So it means that whatever that has been spoken, you must root it out. Tell somebody, root it out. Oh, say it again. If you don't root it out, it's going to grow. Tell somebody, root it out. Amen. The next one is what? Root it out. Do what? Pull what? Say, I'm going to pull down some things. Amen. When somebody comes to build on your property, what do you do? You pull it out. You pull it down. If you want to build your own, listen to me. And until you pull down the devil's seeds and the devil's planting, you cannot plant your own. Unless you pull down the devil's building, your building cannot be on. You've got a nice building plan, but it cannot be on that piece of land because somebody has come to pull. So if you want it, you must pull it down and pull it down spiritually. So root out, pull down, destroy, and to throw down. Tonight we are going to throw down. Can I have an amen? So as a child of God, you can choose to live or die. You can choose what you want. Yeah, Moses said, I present to you life and death, blessing and cursing, but choose life. May you choose life. Now, why do you have to open your mouth? Why do you have to open your mouth? Tell somebody, open your mouth. According to Psalm 81 verse 10, he says, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. So when you open your mouth to pray, so we are going to pray. When you open your mouth to pray, three things happen when you pray, when you speak. Can I have an amen? You have to vocalize a prayer. Tell somebody, vocalize a prayer. The first thing you do is that when you pray, Satan bows. That's my name. Satan bows. Luke chapter 10, verse 15. And then Luke chapter 21, verse 15. Luke 10, 19. Luke 21, 15. Let's do Luke 21, 15. Luke 10, 19. I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Amen. So when you speak, you exercise authority over them. Yes. Now, Luke chapter 21 verse 15. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. So when you speak, your adversaries cannot contradict it. Oh, I said your adversaries cannot contradict it. They cannot resist it. They cannot resist it. Because Philippians chapter 2 verse 9 and 10 says that God has given us a name which is above every name, and at the mention of that name, Jesus, every knee shall bow. So when you speak, demons bow. Amen. Number two, when you speak and you pray, the reason why you must condemn is that when you condemn, angels act on what you say. Woo, hallelujah. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, the Bible says that, but to which of the angels has he said, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool? Verse 14. Then he says that, are they not ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who inherit salvation? So when you speak, angels are activated to work for you. How do I know that? I'll give you a specific scripture. Psalm 102. Psalm 102. Oh, blessing. Hallelujah. Are you learning something here? Sorry, Psalm 103, verse 20 to 21. Psalm 103, verse 20 and 21. Psalm 103, 20 and 21. Read it with me, everybody. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word. So the angels do what? His word. So when you speak the word of God, the angels what? Do it. They respond to it. Who do his word? Heeding the voice of his word. Heeding the voice of his word. Heeding the voice of his word. So when you speak God's word, you are giving a voice to the word of God, and the angels respond to it. Oh, what a God. Tell somebody what a God we say. And the third reason why you must say is that God backs what you say. You give God something to use. God backs what you say. Tell somebody, God backs what you say. Tonight, God is going to back what you say. Isaiah 57 verse 19. God says, I create the fruit of the lips. So it means that what you are saying, God is going to create it for you. I said, God is going to create it for you. I create the fruit of the lips. May God create it for you. I said, may God create it for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In Psalm 45 verse 1, he says, my tongue is a pen of a ready writer. So what you are saying is like a pen that is writing something. Oh, may the Lord execute it for you. In are you here with me?
Yeah.
Hey, in Asaph, no. In Psalm 81 verse 10, he said, "Open your mouth wide, and I will feel it." Hallelujah. Then in Isaiah 44 verse 26, I'm giving you the reason why you must condemn. Amen. God confirms the word of his servants. Hallelujah. And performs the counsel of his messengers. Are you a servant of God? God is going to perform it for you. Can I have an amen? So the reason why, so the first thing you must do to activate or enforce your victory is that you must know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and that you must condemn the tongue of the enemy. So when you wake up and you are going to say, you must get up and say, I condemn every satanic tongue. I condemn ill wishes. I condemn ill desires. I condemn anybody who jealouses me. Anybody who has plotted any evil. All their plottings, I curse their plottings. I dismantle their plottings. Every planting of the enemy, I overthrow their tables and overrule their rulings. And no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Any accoutrement they use against me, let it blast forth into their own camp in the name of Jesus. Oh, give God a hand of praise. Number two, know that you belong to God. Tell us what, I belong to God. Well, we have read it already. 1 John 4:4. You are of God. You belong to God. 1 John 4:4. New Living Translation, NLT. Tell somebody, I belong to God. Amen. Greater is he who is in you. You belong to who? God. Have you seen it? So you don't just belong to your family at that village where they harass them. You belong to God. Oh, your amen is weak. Can I have an amen? You belong to God, the victorious one, the mighty one. And you have already won a victory over those people. In the people set against you, God has given you the victory, because the spirit who lives in you, the spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit who lives in the world in them. Oh, the word is too sweet. That's what the word is sweet. Oh, hallelujah. 1 John 5:4-5. Whatsoever is born of God, still, for every child of God defeats this evil world. And we achieve this victory through our faith. And how does faith come? Faith comes by hearing. So I am giving you something to stir up your faith, to build up your faith, so that you will overcome this evil world. And who is in charge of the evil world? The devil. And who can win this battle against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Tonight the service is too much. Someone said too much. Can I have an amen? So, number one, how do you activate God's protection and enforce your victory? Number one, know that what? No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Number two, you belong to God. And number three, that don't be afraid. Tell somebody, don't be afraid. Amen. Someone say, Kashegbeye. Yeah, when we're in school, in SU, we learned a song. Kashe. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 to 16. Isaiah 41, 10 to 16. Now, before you even read that scripture, go to 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7 says that, for God has not given unto us a spirit of fear. Amen. So anytime fear comes, you must know that it is not God, it's the devil. Can I have an amen? For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity. So if you are timid, it shows that the devil is working with you. But of power and of love and self-discipline. Hallelujah. Are you learning something today? Why? In 1 John 4:18, the Bible says that fear has torments. Fear will torment you. From today, any fear around you, we curse it in Jesus' name. Such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear. Amen. If somebody says, I love you, or you think you love someone, and you are afraid of the person, then it's not love. If we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment And this shows that we have not fully experienced his perfect love. Wow. Now we're going to look at Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 to 16. Kashe beye Jimi kebo yo Kakwe kwe ohe Miji onyongole Ma wajebo Ni maye ma wabo Jimi jine ulu kebo yo your hands together for the Lord.
Amen.
And let's look at the Isaiah chapter 41. This is our last scripture and we're going to pray. Isaiah 41 verse 10 to 16. If you are there, say thank you, Jesus. Number one, I say, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. Sometimes you are discouraged, but God said, don't be discouraged. I will strengthen you and I will help you. Anybody weak in any way, God is going to strengthen you. He will strengthen your home, strengthen your finances, strengthen your business, strengthen your marriage, strengthen your education. God is strengthening you. He will strengthen your dollar accounts, your pound accounts. He will strengthen everything that you are doing. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. That means that God is lifting you from the doldrums. He's lifting you out from the pit. He's lifting you out from shame. In the verse 11, he says that, see, all your angry enemies lie there. They are confused and humiliated. All your angry enemies, they will be confused and humiliated. May all your enemies be confused. May they be humiliated. We are going to use this scripture to pray. Anyone who opposes you will die and come to nothing. Say, anyone who opposes me wants to destroy my life will be humiliated. They will go through everlasting confusion. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord. Verse 12. You will look in vain for those who try to conquer you. You see the sister this morning? She was looking for the sickness. She couldn't find it. She was walking around. You'll be looking for the enemy that you not find them. He said, the enemy you see today, the Egyptians you see today, the pain you see today, the problems you see today, the confusion you see today, the harassment you see today, the poverty you see today, the singleness you see today, you shall see them again no more forever. You will look in vain. Those who attack you will come to nothing. Oh, Jesus. For I hold you by your right hand. I, the Lord, your God. And I say to you, don't be afraid. I am here to help you. This week, God is here to help you. I said, this week,
Man, this God is here to help you.
Amen.
For the rest of the year, God is here to help you.
Amen.
He's here to help you.
Amen.
He's here to help you.
Amen.
He said, though you are a lonely worm, don't be afraid, for I will help you. I'm the Lord your Redeemer. I'm the Holy One of Israel. Verse 15, watch it. You will be a new sharp threshing instrument with many sharp teeth. That threshing instrument is what is used in removing things. Is that right? Ha! You will tear your enemies apart, making chaff of the mountains. Any mountain, the mountain is an opposition. You will pound them. You will crush them. You uproot them. In the name of Jesus. Verse 16. You will toss them into the air. I see you tossing the enemy into the air. And the wind will blow them all away. God is going to blow all your enemies away. And when wind will scatter them, then you will rejoice in the Lord. You will glory in the Holy One of Israel. Put your hands together for the Lord, somebody. Oh, that's a weak one. So are you ready now to pray? We are going to pray with this scripture right now. Kabahata yabaha. Lift your voice and say,
whatever's false
that is set against my life,
I overcome them
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
say, I overcome
every satanic plot
set against my life.
I overthrow their tables
and overrule their rulings. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
1 Samuel 22:23. The enemy that is seeking your life, may you run under the shadow of God's wings. Ha 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 ha. 1 Samuel 22. He says, stay here with me and don't be afraid. I will protect you with my own life. Amen. For the same person wants to kill us both. May God protect you.
Amen.
I said, may God protect you.
Amen.
In Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 26, we're going to read that. Then after that, we come to our Isaiah.
Yes.
Jeremiah 5:26. Are you there?
Yes.
He said, among my people are wicked men who lie in wait for victims like a hunter hiding in a blind. They continually set traps to catch people. You are going to pray that, Lord, any trap set your way this week and the rest of the year and ahead, may you escape every trap.
Amen.
May you escape the program of the enemy.
Amen.
May the Lord deliver you from all traps.
Amen.
That have been set for you and your family.
Amen.
Those who are seeking your life.
Yes, Lord.
May the angel of the Lord chase them.
Amen.
May their path be dark and slippery.
Amen.
And according to Job chapter 21, verse 9,
Jesus.
May your house be free from every fear.
Yes, Lord.
And may the rod of God protect your house.
Amen.
Job chapter 21, verse 9. Job 21, verse 9. Their houses are safe from fear. Neither is the rod of God upon them. May the Lord cause your house to be saved from fear.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let your hand and say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Say, Lord.
Lord.
From tonight,
may you deliver me
from all the traps
that the enemy has set for me
and my family.
Any trap
set against my business,
my marriage,
whatever concerns me. I overcome the enemy. My household.
May my household
be free from the fear
of
every wicked work of the enemy.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Lord,
all the enemies
seeking my life
from today, may the fire of God strike them on their way. Whatever is pursuing me, may they be turned back.
May their path be dark and slippery.
And let the angel of the Lord chase them.
In the name of Jesus.
To said today,
today
I have bought, all satanic plots, against my life, as I clap my hands, I overcome, divinations, enchantments,
spells,
traps.
I declare
that my life, is hid in Christ, and that no weapon, formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue, that has been risen, in judgment, against me, ill wishes,
ill desire,
today, let them catch fire.
Let them catch fire.
Any money, that has been given to somebody,
to curse me.
Any spiritual exchanges, in my life, to subvert a man, God does not approve.
God does not approve.
I cancel
your activity.
Let God
arise.
Every enemy
concerning my life.
Scatter now. For he that dwells in the secret place
of the Most High
shall abide under the shadow
of the Almighty.
I am abiding
under the shadow
of the Almighty. As I clap my hands,
I declare
protection.
Oh God,
deliver me
from every enemy
in my community,
in my family,
in my workplace.
Let all my enemies
run away
from my life.
When they come against me,
one way,
may they scatter,
and flee seven ways.
As I clap my hands,
I slap their ways.
I slap the devil
on all sides of their head.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And say by the anointing.
May every yoke
fall,
and be destroyed.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
That has been placed.
In front of me,
because of the presence of God,
and the anointing of God,
and the anointing
upon my life,
may the day come fall,
may their head break,
may their hands break,
may their torsos break,
may they be crushed
into powder,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
every
evil force,
set before me, fall.
Open your mouth and talk to God.
Clap your hands, stamp your feet, overpower them in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth.
You shall decree a thing. It shall be established
in the name of Jesus.
Say I come against.
In the scatter, anybody.
According to Nahum chapter 2 verse 1.
The
scatter
that has been sent
to scatter
my ministry,
my household,
my children,
my marriage.
Today
I scatter
the scatter.
I said confusion
in their camp.
To any lion
that has been sent
to eat me up,
like Samson
was attacked
by the lion
in Judges
chapter 14
from verse 5
to 9.
And the Spirit of God
came upon him,
and with his bare hands
he tore the lion
into pieces.
And the lion
sent to eat me up
by the anointing,
I tear them up
into pieces.
Whatever has been sent
to
eat up my shop,
eat up my children,
eat up my future,
eat up my legacy,
eat up my calling,
eat up my ministry,
tonight
in Jesus' name,
I overcome you.
I carry curse you.
I curse you.
I bind you.
I bind you.
I command.
I command.
Any demonic liar. May you lose your appetite.
May you lose your appetite.
I cut off your head.
I cut off your head.
I destroy your power.
Destroy your power.
And your influence.
And your influence.
As I clap my hands.
As I clap my hands.
I overcome you now.
I overcome you
and
now.
Out of the carcass.
Out of the carcass.
Of the lion.
Of the lion.
Let there be sweetness.
Let there be sweetness.
Come into me.
Come into me.
Let my pain.
Let my pain.
Turn to pleasure.
Turn to pleasure.
My sad situation.
My sad situation.
Unto sweetness.
Unto sweetness.
Lord.
Lord.
Pick me.
Pick me.
From the back seat.
From the back seat.
To the front seat.
To the front seat.
From the bottom.
From the bottom.
To the top.
To the top.
From shame.
From shame.
Unto glory.
Unto glory.
Let your kingdom come.
Let your kingdom come.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Let your kingdom come.
Let your kingdom
do
come.
Do a new thing.
Do a new
let
thing.
Let all my enemies.
All my enemies.
Scatter.
Scatter.
Let go.
Let go.
My God.
Let go.
Arise.
Arise.
Every enemy.
Every enemy.
Scatter.
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 Scatter. Open your mouth. Somebody take over the camera. Don't take me to the corner. Put me in the middle. Remove me from there. Pray. Come on, talk to God. Come on, talk to God. Come on, talk to God. We approve. We overthrow. We approve. We overthrow. We overthrow. We approve. We overthrow. Come again. Every demonic way. Hey. Pray.
Lift up your voice.
Pray.
As you clap your hands. There is confusion in the camp of the enemy. Lift up your voice. As you clap your hands, the Lord is amplifying your clap in the camp of the enemy. They are scattering. They are running away. The Lord is amplifying your voice. The Lord is amplifying your prayer in the camp of the enemy. They are running away. They are scattering. Clap your hands and pray. Lift up your voice. There is a scattering happening. There is a scattering happening right now. Your prayer tonight is setting confusion in the camp of the enemy. It is creating a confusing noise, a confusing sound in the camp of the enemy.
Approach them, approach them, approach them.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever God has not planted in your life,
yes, Lord.
Say, I approach it.
I approach it.
I approach it.
I approach
Lord, whatever you have not planted in my life,
yes, Lord.
May they be uprooted.
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 May they be uprooted. Whatever upon my father, whatever upon my mother,
yes, Lord.
Every shame,
every shame,
every frustration,
every poverty,
every love,
every lie,
every confusion,
every confusion,
I overcome you.
Yes, Lord.
Every sickness,
yes, Lord.
Every pain,
every pain,
every frustration.
Out,
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 out. Say, Lord,
Lord,
you have made me,
yes, Lord,
a
new sharp,
pressing instrument,
pressing instrument.
Say, today,
today,
I uproot,
I uproot,
and I remove,
I remove.
Anything,
anything
that is not of you,
that is not of you,
and I make the hills
like
shaft, like
shaft.
I
pound them,
and I toss them,
and I
into
them.
The air,
into the air.
May the wind of the Lord,
may the wind of the Lord,
blow them away,
throw them away,
and a whirlwind,
and a whirlwind,
scatter them,
scatter them,
scatter them,
scatter them.
Now,
now,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
say, Lord,
Lord,
all those,
all those
angry enemies,
angry enemies. enemies.
People are angry at me.
People are angry at me.
Lying there.
Lying there.
May they be confused.
May they be confused.
And humiliated. May there be everlasting frustration.
May there be
everlasting confusion.
Everlasting confusion.
Whatever power
they had
to use against me.
May they
lose that power.
May they lose that
whatever
power.
Whatever is their strength.
Whatever is
may they lose their strength.
May
they lose their capability.
May they lose their capability.
To stand against me.
Stand against
I strike them
with the fire of God.
The arrows of God. The thunderings of God.
And I scatter their
ways. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, may I look for them
and
never find them. Because you have finished them.
Those
who attack me,
may
they be as nothing.
May they be as nothing.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Those who oppose me.
Lord,
may they be reduced to nothing.
May they be reduced to
nothing. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And now, Lord, I pray for your provision.
I pray for your provision.
Your protection.
Your protection.
Your preservation.
Your preservation.
I prophesy.
Into the weak.
May my helpers come. According to Isaiah.
Chapter 60.
Verse 11.
Oh Lord.
Let my gates.
Be open continually.
My financial gates.
Good health gates.
Honor gates.
Favor gates.
Progress gates.
Be open.
Continually.
Never to be shut.
By day nor by night.
That the wealth of the nation.
The glories of the nations
shall come unto me
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
May I never lack any good thing.
As I'm fasting and praying.
And I'm calling on you. May you hear me. May my gates.
Stay open.
For wealth.
Of many lands.
Good news.
From afar.
To come unto me. In the name of Jesus.
I pray, O Lord.
That powerful things.
And mighty nations.
Will satisfy my need. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord. I receive bronze.
Instead of gold.
I take the iron. Instead of silver.
When
they want to give me wood.
May
they exchange it for bronze. Violence shall no more.
Appear in my land.
Every violence.
Every confusion.
Disappear.
From my land.
Desolation.
And destruction of war.
And now.
I declare.
That may salvation.
Salvation.
Surround me. Like my city walls.
May salvation.
Surround me.
And praise.
Praise. Be at my gates.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Say tonight.
We prophesy.
According to Isaiah. Chapter 60.
Verse 20.
That my sun
will never set.
My moon
will never go down.
But the Lord will be everlasting light.
My
days of shame.
Mourning and crying.
Will come to an end.
In the name of Jesus.
And when I plant.
When I plant a seed.
It turns into a tree.
And my trees turn into a garden.
And my garden becomes a forest.
In the name of Jesus.
Said the smallest family.
Will become a thousand people.
And the tiniest group.
Will become a mighty nation.
Lord. May you multiply us.
That will not be few.
May you glorify us.
That we shall not be small.
Say, Lord.
I prophesy.
Provision.
Protection.
And preservation.
Say, I pray.
The blessings of God.
The blessings of God.
in Joel,
chapter 2 verse 19,
and I declare,
that
whatever the enemy took away from me,
the cankerworm ate,
and the caterpillar destroyed, let there be a restoration, for you have said, that you will send to me grain, uncountable blessings,
Said
from tonight, I receive, uncountable blessings, I receive new wine, sweetness, sweet life,
and
I receive oil, grace for ease, favor, I receive favor, I shall be satisfied by them, in the name of Jesus, as I clap my hands, I move into new realms, I move into my new season, of glory,
of blessing, I prophesy
into the week,
and
into the rest of the month,
it's
my month of perfection,
Lord,
may you perfect, whatever concerns my life, little I do, let it become much,
when I
touch sand,
let
it turn to gold dust,
when
I take hold of salt,
let
it become diamond crystals, let your kingdom come,
Yeah,
experience of visitation, according to Genesis,
chapter 22, verse 1,
and the Lord remembers Sarah,
Lord,
may you remember me,
Lord, remember me,
Lord, remember me,
in the name of Jesus,
May I rejoice, in you,
in
the Genesis 21. In the name of Jesus.
According
to Genesis 21. The Lord visited Sarah. Lord, visit me.
Visit me early.
This year. Visit me early. This week. Every pain. I've experienced. Turn into pleasure. My sad situation. Unto sweetness. I pray.
That I receive.
The supernatural. Your mighty hand. Upon my life. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, as you gave unto Sarah, Isaac, for her to laugh, give me something to laugh.
Give me something to laugh about.
Cause me to laugh. So that all who hear me, who see my testimony, laugh with me. As you remembered Rachel, and opened her womb,
Lord,
may you remember me.
Lord,
I make a pronouncement. Over my family. That no Jezebel. Is coming from my family.
No Jezebel.
Is coming from my children.
No Jezebel.
Is coming from my business.
No Jezebel.
Will outwit me.
No Jezebel.
Will kill my legacy.
But
I will live to see my children.
I will live to see an inheritance.
The people
will inherit
my calling,
my ministry
in the name of Jesus.
Lord,
do a new thing.
As I clap my hands,
I move into new realms. And the glory of God. Open your mouth. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Ask the Lord what you want to see.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. The Lord who has begun it.
Yes, Lord.
You do a new thing. In the name of Jesus.
I am Kalaba Kaba, Resodabadaba, Rakapaya Kaba, Lepayandolo Bos, Rekapandu Baladaba, Rekapanda Baladaba, Rasha Dabadabadaba,
Rakapaya Labadaba,
Resedabadaba,
Rakapaya Kaba,
Resetalio, Ebalanabo Shadadaba, Ekapananamanababa,
Ushabadaba,
Rakapaya.
Pray for open heavens.
Pray for
divine assistance.
Pray
for the hand of God. For the mighty power of God.
Yes, Lord.
So let your mighty power come.
Send your mighty power.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Thank
you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
We thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
That it is done.
Forever,
O Lord.
Wherever, oh Lord.
My word.
Word.
Settle.
This week.
I call forth.
More customers.
More customers.
More clients.
More finances.
More finances.
More honor.
More joy.
More power.
More power.
More goodness.
Let good news.
Come from far.
From near.
In the name of Jesus.
Let the dream.
I've dreamt.
The good dream.
Be fulfilled.
In my life.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Put your hands together, begin to thank the Lord.
You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument.
Thank the Lord.
You are God all by yourself.
You are God
from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument.
You are God
all by yourself.
You've got times
and seasons in your head.
The Lord is
you call for light. You call for light out of darkness.
You never need a man
to be the God you are.
Yes, as you are singing, oh,
you have chosen
to
call me your own.
You've got times and seasons
in your hands.
Come on,
You call for light.
You call for light
out of darkness. You never need a man
to
be the God
you are.
You have chosen to call me your own.
You are God
from beginning to glorious in holiness, fearful in
doing wonders,
doing wonders,
yeah.
for the Lord. And just in a minute, say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Celebrating your victory. Amen. You are slapping the devil and defeating the devil, and you are working your victory.
Amen.
Tonight I speak over you.
Amen.
And I decree and cast every sickness to go.
Yes, Lord.
The sickness of the neck.
Jesus.
Every goiter attacking anybody.
Jesus.
The lack of enough tyrosine. We pray Jesus. That every hormonal imbalance become balanced now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I speak to nerves to be made whole right now.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I speak to intestines to be made whole.
Amen.
That the power of God will break forth.
Amen.
Into your gut system.
Amen.
Into your alimentary system.
Amen.
Alimentary canal system.
Amen.
From the mouth down even to the rectum.
Jesus.
May the power of God cleanse your system.
Amen.
And cause wholeness to take place.
Amen.
Right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord who heals heart.
Amen.
Anybody with broken heart.
Amen.
Who has gone through any form of pain.
Amen.
May the Lord take away the pain.
Amen.
And deliver you from every spirit of entrance of Jezebel.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the Lord who delivers from the hand of the devourer.
Yes,
may he
Lord.
Deliver you.
Amen.
From the hand of the devourer.
Yes,
and from the mouth of the wicked one.
Amen.
You shall not be eaten.
Yes,
I decree the blessings of God.
Jesus.
I decree the favor of God.
Yes,
may you move this week.
Amen.
Every step you take.
Amen.
May be like the that of the lepers.
Amen.
When they were going into the camp of the enemy.
Amen.
And may your enemies run away.
Amen.
And may you encounter Puti.
Amen.
May you encounter Puti.
Amen.
May you encounter abundance.
Amen.
Whatever they refuse you from getting.
Yes, Lord.
And rejected you from getting.
Jesus.
Now may you receive it.
Amen.
May you be blessed by it.
Amen.
May you enjoy of it.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name. And everybody shout a big amen.
Amen.
Oh, let the Lord
amen.
Let heaven feel your tongues and your praise.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.